When you think about where the best pizza comes from, I bet you're not thinking it comes from Turkey. Am I right? Can I get a slice of agreement on this one? I mean, take the tiny village of Kafro in southeastern Turkey. It's an area known for spicy lamb stews and kebabs. But believe it or not, you can also get some pretty good pizza there. Kafro was mostly abandoned in the 1970s and 80s. Its residents left to look for work in places like Germany and Switzerland. Now they're starting to come back with new languages, new ideas, and new foods. Dalia Mortado went to Kafro to sample the village's culinary transformation.
The pizza that emerges from Nail Demir's roaring brick oven has a thin, crispy crust, perfectly gooey cheese, and, if you want it, real pepperoni, the pork kind, brought in from Europe. That's not easy to find in Turkey, where the vast majority of people are Muslim and don't eat pork. But the residents of Kafro are Syriac, an early Christian population that traces its history to Mesopotamia, present-day Iraq. Pizza isn't a local delicacy, or at least it wasn't, until the residents of Kafro returned from decades in Europe. Nail says his family was among the first to leave Kafro back in 1978. His dad went to Germany mainly because he couldn't find a job in southeastern Turkey. But there was also a nasty fight going on between Turkish authorities and Kurdish separatists. Residents of Kafro were caught in the crossfire. Nail's friend, Saliba Alptekin, says people kept leaving to escape the violence and the lack of opportunity until the village emptied out completely in the 90s, leaving it at the mercy of warfare. The fighting died down about 15 years ago, and people started to come back. Nail and Saliba say their homes weren't much to look at, more like shells of houses covered by weeds and grass. The church where their ancestors are buried was vandalized.
Kilise büyük bir yıkımdan geçti. Tabii gördüğünüz gibi bu kemerler...
Saliba is heartbroken, but he says what's done is done, and there's no point in dwelling on the past. He and Nail are thankful for the life they've had, for the life they've been able to give their kids, and for being able to come back and rebuild. In today's Kafro, the old, decrepit houses are a reminder of the past. A new planned community sits at the entrance to the village, a couple dozen almost identical villas made of the same yellow stone as their previous versions, but bigger, a lot bigger. It wasn't easy for people to come back. Most of the residents lived abroad and had good lives. Saliba was in Zurich for 23 years, working as a chef and running an Italian restaurant. He's the one who taught his friend Nail to make pizza. He says he and the other residents used to be followed by the Turkish secret police because they couldn't imagine why anyone would want to return. Saliba says, "We came back to our homeland to rebuild our culture." That culture is deeply rooted in Syriac Christianity. Syriacs speak Aramaic, similar to the language scholars say Jesus spoke. But with a generation of kids born and raised abroad, Kafro is developing a new culture, too. One that wears European clothing, eats brick oven pizza, and, along with Aramaic, speaks English or German. Like Nail's daughter, 23-year-old Shimoni. She was born and raised in Stuttgart, Germany, and came to Kafro with her dad when she was 15. In her German-accented Turkish, Shimoni admits that after life in Germany, where things were modern and bustling, in Kafro, there's like nothing, she says. It took a while to get used to living in a place surrounded by nothing but fields and mountains. But she says she loves it now, and she likes helping her dad at the pizzeria. It's a picturesque outdoor restaurant with a canopy of vines above it. Making the village's only restaurant a pizzeria seemed like an odd choice. But it's something different, Nail explains, and it attracts people from nearby towns. Shimoni adds she's really looking forward to her friends and relatives visiting over the summer. The rebirth of the town gives them a reason to come back from Europe, and the pizzeria gives them a place to hang out.
It's super. Yeah, it's okay. Yani fantastic.
She says everyone who visits the village loves her dad's pizza. But it's not just about pizza. Kafro's Pizzeria, as it's called, shows the journey of Kafro's people, their migration and return, their ancient culture with new influences. The hope is that with this new, multicultural edge, the people of Kafro will only keep thriving like they did abroad. For the world, I'm Dalia Mortada in Kafro, Turkey.